And here is the Writer's Almanac from Monday. It's the 4th of January, 2016. It's the birthday of the historian Doris Kearns Goodwin, born in Brooklyn, 1943, author of biographies of Lincoln and Lyndon Johnson, her grandparents, Irish immigrants. She got out of college, and in 1967, she went to Lyndon Johnson's White House, a White House fellow assigned to the Oval Office, shortly after she'd written an article for the New Republic in which she criticized Johnson's role in the war and outlined a plan for his removal as president. She became close to Johnson, however. He asked her to help him write his memoirs. She came out with a book in 1977, Lyndon Johnson and the American Dream, and went on to write Team of Rivals, The Political Genius of Abraham Lincoln. Doris Kearns Goodwin, who said, "The great thing about the 19th century is that all these people kept diaries. They wrote letters. Somehow they're running the Civil War during the day, and they go home and write five-page letters to their wives and their children, or write these voluminous diaries, and that gives you a more intimate sense." It's the anniversary of the Euro, 1999. On this day, 11 European countries agreed to a common currency. The Euro, it replaced the French franc, the German mark, the Italian lira, and so forth. Sweden, Denmark, and Great Britain opted not to use it. It's the birthday of Sir Isaac Newton, 1643, in Woolsthorpe, England, whose first scientific achievement was the invention of a reflecting telescope. In 1686, he published his Principia, which overturned nearly everything mankind had believed about the universe up to that point. He proved that the celestial bodies were governed by the same laws of physics as objects on Earth, and he established the three laws of motion, the first stating that objects at rest tend to remain at rest, and objects in motion tend to remain in motion unless they are acted upon by an external force. And it's the birthday of Jakob Grimm, the elder of the brothers Grimm, born in Hanau, Germany, 1785. He and his brother volunteered to help some friends gather oral folktales for a research project, and the Grimms went on to publish them in book form. It was called Children's and Household Tales. It came out in 1812. The collection was later renamed Grimm's Fairy Tales and included many stories, Snow White, Sleeping Beauty, Rumpelstiltskin, and Rapunzel, which were much more violent, much scarier than the versions we know are. Jakob Grimm went on to study language, published a book of German grammar, and studied how different languages are related to each other. Here's a poem for today by Hal Sirovitz, Why There Are No More Miracles. God would perform miracles in the old days, Father said, but nowadays, if he set a bush on fire like he did for Moses, the fire department would rush to put it out. The newspapers would send out photographers. There'd be an investigation. A reward would be given to help find the arsonist. Some innocent person would get blamed. God has enough people believing in him. Why does he need all that commotion for the sake of a few more? A poem by Hal Sirovitz, Why There Are No More Miracles, from his collection Father Said, published by Soft Skull Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity.com. Personalized brain training developed by neuroscientists to challenge memory and problem-solving through online games, Lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.